Uhrigsville set to pave 7 streets. Good morning, I'm Mary Alice with your WTUZ 9 o'clock news. City officials are getting ready for paving season, and they have chosen to begin with roadways in the downtown area, keeping some budget constraints in mind. Uhrigsville Mayor Rick Dorland says that the city entered into a county paving program, and originally they had chosen 13 streets for paving.
We've set a budget, and I started adding up the 13 streets, so we figured we better start whittling it down. So I concentrated mainly on the downtown area, and we whittled it down to 7 streets, and it's about $343,000.
Now, city administration is estimating that a street levy will have generated about $240,000, and then the city will be covering the remaining $1,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund. He notes that the plan is to repave the 7 roads from curb to curb.
Just about the whole downtown is going to be done. All of East 3rd Street, North Main, North Urich, North Dawson, Thompson Street, and then we're going to do a little piece out off Indian Hill Road out by the high school.
Dorland adds that getting those streets paved is a work in progress and that the city also has to consider the cost for striping those newly paved roads. A Dover basketeer will be discussing his newly released book, George Elford and the Story of the Dover Basketeers, this Thursday. Don Maurer says that the local story highlights Dover students in the 1950s and 60s as the basketeers who rose to national fame, impressing spectators with moves that imitated the Harlem Globetrotters. And Maurer, who was a basketeer himself, graduated from Dover High School in 1965. And he says that the event will give him an opportunity to share the amazing story of the basketeers.
It came out in January, and I will be talking about that book and then autographing any copies that people may want to purchase.
Also in attendance will be graphic artist for that book, Bill Shyrock, and that's all taking place at the Reeves Carriage House this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Then in state news, the Ohio State Highway Patrol joined forces with other members of the Six State Trooper Project to remove drugs and illegal weapons from communities. And that initiative began Thursday, March 8th, and then continued through Saturday, March 10th. And during that time period, troopers were able to make 17 weapon arrests and also 248 drug arrests. And that Six State Trooper Project is a multi-state law enforcement partnership aimed at providing combined and coordinated law enforcement and security services in the areas of highway safety, criminal patrol, and intelligence sharing. Then for a look at sports and high school basketball, the Highland Hawks are going to be playing Fairfield Christian Academy tonight for the boys' Division IV regional semifinals. And that game at 6:15 is at Ohio University. And then also in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers are back in action tonight, and they travel to Phoenix to take on the Suns. Tip time will be at 10 o'clock. And that's a look at your 9 o'clock news. Now your Z Country local forecast.
Cold weather continues this week with clouds today and maybe a few breaks of sun. We will see the threat for some scattered morning snow showers. And look for snow showers to become more frequent this afternoon. We could also see a heavier snow squall this afternoon, which can coat the ground, especially grassy surfaces. Breezy and cold, highs in the mid-30s. Snow showers tonight with some light accumulations possible, mostly cloudy, low 23. Wednesday, mainly morning snow showers, mostly cloudy and chilly, high 34. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news anytime, 24 hours a day, go to WTUZ.com. With your 9 o'clock news, I'm Mary Alice. 99.9.